It must be. Come up to the house with me and you can judge for yourself how the matter stands.
So, what do you suppose Sir Robert means to do now?
To present us with a justification of his strange conduct, Watson. Mm-hmm.
What else? Do you believe that he murdered his sister? That was Lady Beatrice in the coffin, I take it.
Oh, most certainly. As for his guilt, I prefer to reserve my judgment until I've heard what he has to say. But mark my words, Sir Robert is a desperate man. He's prepared to take any course that will save him. And I suspect that he would not stop short of murder.
I refuse to be dragged into this. It has nothing to do with me.
If you know what's good for you, you'll do as Sir Robert says.
For God's sake, keep quiet, both of you, until I've had my say.
Who are these people, Sir Robert? And what have they to do with the case?
They are Mr. and Mrs. Norlett. Mrs. Norlett, under her maiden name of Evans, has for some years been my sister's confidential maid.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I've decided that my best, indeed my only course, is to explain the true position to you, Mr. Holmes. And these are the only two people on earth who can substantiate what I say.
I had nothing to do with it. It wasn't my idea.
Will you hold your tongue?
I will take all the responsibility upon myself, Norlett. And you have nothing to fear.
You've left it a bit late to tell me that.
You've gone pretty deeply into my affairs, Mr. Holmes, or I should have not found you where I did. But how the devil you came to be there, I cannot imagine.
You obviously know very little of my colleague's reputation, Sir Robert.
I know that you're running a dark horse for the Derby, Sir Robert, and that you've staked everything upon it.
I've staked my life upon it, Mr. Holmes. If I win, all is easy.
And if you lose?
I dare not think of it. I cannot think of it.
We understand all that very well, Sir Robert.
Now, I'm dependent upon my sister Lady Beatrice for everything. For the estate, for the horses, for the very clothes on my back. But you must understand that her interest in the estate and in the Falder fortune is for her lifetime only.
For her own lifetime, yes.
It has always been my greatest fear that if my sister were to die, my creditors would be onto the estate like a flock of vultures. Everything would be seized on, my stables, my horses, everything. Well, Mr. Holmes, my sister did die just a week ago.
And you told no one?
What could I do? I was faced with absolute ruin. If I could only stave things off for 3 weeks, everything would be well. My sister's maid's husband, this man here, is an actor.
I told you, I won't be dragged into this.
It came into our head.
I had nothing whatever to do with it. It wasn't my idea.
It came into my head that he could, for that short period, impersonate my sister. It was but a case of appearing daily in the carriage.
No one else ever saw her, you see, except for me.
What was the cause of your sister's death, Sir Robert?
She died of dropsy, Dr. Watson. She'd been suffering from it for years.
That'll be a matter for the coroner to decide. So what did you do?
The body could not remain here at Shoscombe. On the first night, Norland and I carried it into the old well house, which is now never used.
He forced me into it. I had no wish to be party to silence.
Unfortunately, her pet spaniel refused to leave her side and wailed so piteously that it was essential to get rid of it as quickly as possible.
And so you gave it to the landlord of the Green Dragon.
There seems to be precious little that you two haven't discovered. After I disposed of the dog, we carried the body by night to the old Falder crypt. There was no indignity or irreverence. I do not feel that I have wronged the dead.
Your conduct seems to me to be inexcusable, Sir Robert.
It's easy to preach, Mr. Holmes.
You shovel your poor sister away in a stinking vault without ceremony.
It is still consecrated ground, Doctor, and it seemed no dishonor to give her a temporary resting place in the coffin of one of her husband's ancestors.
May I say something?
Yes, Mrs. Norlett.
I am certain that Lady Beatrice would have borne Sir Robert no ill will for what he has done. She would not have wished to see shame and ruin fall upon him. I know that she would have understood.
Thank you, Carrie.
Continue your story, Sir Robert.
We opened up one of the coffins and removed the contents.
The remains of Ralph de Falder, I believe.
It did not seem to me to matter much who it was. We placed my sister in the coffin, as you discovered. As to the old relics which we had taken out, Norlett and I removed them, and he burned them in the furnace beneath my sister's room.
I was only doing what he told me to, Mr. Holmes.
And he promised to pay you handsomely, I have no doubt. But there is one flaw in your narrative, Sir Robert. Your bets on the race, and therefore your hopes for the future, would have held good even if your creditors had seized the estate.
No, Mr. Holmes. The horses.